Lenovo ThinkPad P1 Gen 4 review. In PC Magazine on March 12th by Eric Grevstad. A practically perfect lightweight workstation. Lenovo ThinkPad P1 Gen 4 specs. Laptop class workstation. Processor, Intel Core i7-11850H. Processor speed, 2.5 GHz. RAM, as tested, 64 GB. Boot drive type, SSD. Boot drive capacity, as tested, 1 TB. Screen size, 16 inches. Native display resolution, 3840 by 2400. Touchscreen, no. Panel technology, IPS. Variable refresh support, none. Screen refresh rate, 60 Hz. Graphics processor, NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070. Graphics memory, 8 GB. Wireless networking, Wi-Fi 6E. Dimensions, height, width, depth, 0.7 by 14.1 by 10 inches. Weight, 3.99 pounds. Operating system, Windows 10 Pro. Tested battery life in hours and minutes, 707. The ThinkPad P1 Gen 4 starts at $1,676. $3,599 is tested. Is the cool kid in Lenovo's lineup of mobile workstations. Carrying an array of independent software vendor ISV certifications for specialized design, CGI, and scientific apps. It's the workstation version of the ThinkPad X1 Extreme. Just as the Dell Precision 5560 is the drafting and rendering sibling of the XPS 15. That means it's less powerful and expandable, but thinner and lighter than Lenovo's flagship ThinkPad P15 Gen 2. A slice of Procedo under the 4-pound line at 3.99 pounds versus a portly 6.32 pounds. The P1 costs much more than comparable content creator laptops without ISV cred, but its performance and ports edge it past the Precision 5560 as our new editor's choice honoree for lightweight mobile workstation. The fashionable aspect. Formerly a 15.6-inch laptop, the ThinkPad P1 now flaunts a 16-inch screen with a slightly taller 16:10 aspect ratio. For $1,676, the Gen 4 base model features an Intel Core i7-1180H processor, an NVIDIA T1200 GPU, 8 GB of memory, a 256 GB solid-state drive, and a 2560 by 1600 pixel display rated at 400 nits of brightness. Our review unit, model 20Y3006XUS, ranged from $3,599 at Staples to $3,925 at CDW. It steps up to an 8-core, 2.5 GHz, 4.8 GHz turbo, Core i7-11850H CPU, and GeForce RTX 3070 graphics. The RTX 3070 and 3080 accompany NVIDIA's RTX A-series professional GPUs on the options list, along with a 1 TB PCIe Gen 4 SSD. The storage ceiling is 4 TB, and the max 64 GB of RAM. Processor choices climb to the Core i9-11950H, and 6-core Xeon W-11855M. the latter offered with error-correcting code ECC memory. If you want higher resolution, both touch and non-touch 3840 by 2400 IPS screens are available, each rated at 600 nits. Our system has the non-touch panel with medium-thin bezels around it. The top border makes room for a face recognition webcam with sliding privacy shutter, which, along with a fingerprint reader in the power button, gives you two ways to log in with Windows Hello. The keyboard is flanked by stereo speakers, so there's no room for a numeric keypad. Outfitted with an aluminum alloy bottom and carbon fiber weave top, the ThinkPad P1 Gen 4 has passed mil standard 810G tests against road hazards like shock, vibration, and hot and cold temperatures. There's almost no flex if you mash the keyboard or grasp the screen corners. The system measures 0.7 by 14.1 by 10 inches height width depth, making it a tad bigger than the Dell 5560, 0.73 by 13.6 by 9.1 inches, and the HP ZBook Studio G8, 0.69 by 13.9 by 9.2 inches. The HP weighs the same as the Lenovo. The Dell is a third of a pound heavier. While the Precision 5560 offers three USB-C ports, two with Thunderbolt 4, and a USB Type-A and HDMI dongle, the ThinkPad has a fuller set of interfaces. Two Thunderbolt 4 ports join an HDMI port, an audio jack, and the AC adapter connector on the laptop's left side. The right edge holds two USB 3.2 Type-A ports and an SD card slot plus a security lock slot. Wired networkers will find a USB-C to Ethernet adapter in the box. Wi-Fi 6E and Bluetooth handle wireless links. The workstation's IR webcam is way above average, offering 1080p instead of the usual minimal 720p resolution and capturing sharp, colorful images with almost no static. You'll look a little dark in a less than brightly lit room, but your colleagues will know if you skipped shaving this morning. The upward firing speakers pump out sound that's loud and clear. There's a surprising amount of bass, and it's easy to hear overlapping tracks. Dolby Atmos software provides dynamic game, movie, and music presets and an equalizer. Another pre-installed utility, Lenovo Vantage, centralizes system updates and information, Wi-Fi security, and settings ranging from cooling fan speed and noise level to keyboard defaults. Speaking of the keyboard, it has a bright backlight and Lenovo's trademark first-class typing feel. There are dedicated home and page-up and page-down keys, and the top row escape and delete keys aren't too tiny. The F10 and F11 keys place and end calls in Microsoft Teams. The FN and control keys are in each other's places at bottom left. But if you can adjust, you can swap them with Lenovo Vantage. Both Lenovo's TrackPoint keyboard pointing stick, with three buttons, including the middle one, beloved of ISV apps, and a good-sized touchpad, are available for cursor control. The pad takes just the right amount of pressure for a quiet click. Unlike the Gen 2 model, re-reviewed in March of 2020, the ThinkPad P1 Gen 4 doesn't offer an OLED display, so it doesn't have incredibly high contrast and utterly black blacks. But the 3840 by 2400 pixel screen is almost as good as an IPS panel gets, with remarkable brightness and ultra-fine details. You can't see any pixelation, even if you try. White backgrounds are as pure as the driven snow, helped by a screen hinge that tilts way back. Colors are deep, rich, and well-saturated, and viewing angles are broad. An X-Rite Color Assistant utility in the system tray helps you switch among default sRGB, Adobe RGB, DCI-P3 Cinema, REC 709 Television, and DICOM Medical Image Color Palettes. Performance testing the ThinkPad P1, workstations versus creative laptops. For our benchmark charts, I compared the P1 Gen 4 to four other high-performance desktop replacements. The Dell Precision 5560 is a direct competitor as a lightweight workstation, while the HP ZBook Studio G8 straddles the workstation and content creator worlds. The Acer Concept D5 and Asus ProArt StudioBook 16 OLED belong to the content creator camp and cost a lot less than the mobile workstations at about $2,000 and $2,400, respectively. Productivity tests. The main benchmark of UL's PC Mark 10 simulates a variety of real-world productivity and content creation workflows to measure overall performance for office-centric tasks such as word processing, spreadsheeting, web browsing, and video conferencing. We also run PC Mark 10's full system drive test to assess the load time and throughput of a laptop's storage drive. Three benchmarks focus on the CPU, using all available cores and threads to rate a PC's suitability for processor-intensive workloads. Maxon Cinebench R23 uses that company's Cinema 4D engine to render a complex scene, while Primate Labs Geekbench 5.4 Pro simulates popular apps ranging from PDF rendering and speech recognition to machine learning. Finally, we use the open-source video transcoder Handbrake 1.4 to convert a 12-minute video clip from 4K to 1080p resolution. Our final productivity test is Puget Systems' Puget Bench for Photoshop, which uses the Creative Cloud version 22 of Adobe's famous image editor to rate a PC's performance for content creation in multimedia applications. It's an automated extension that executes a variety of general and GPU-accelerated Photoshop tasks ranging from opening, rotating, resizing, and saving an image to applying masks, gradient fills, and filters. Clearly, this is an overachieving group. All five laptops pulverize the 4,000-point score that indicates excellent productivity in PC Mark 10. Using them for Word or Excel is a waste. Considering it was going up against a Core i9 and Ryzen 9 CPU, the Lenovo's Core i7 aced our processor benchmarks, and it's a brilliant Photoshop platform. Graphics tests. We test Windows PC's graphics with two DirectX 12 gaming simulations from UL's 3D Mark Night Raid, more modest, suitable for laptops with integrated graphics, and TimeSpy, more demanding, suitable for gaming rigs with discrete GPUs. We also run two tests from the cross-platform GPU benchmark GFX Bench 5, which stresses both low-level routines like texturing and high-level game-like image rendering. The 1440p Aztec Ruins and 1080p Car Chase tests rendered off-screen to accommodate different display resolutions, exercise graphics, and compute shaders using the OpenGL programming interface and hardware tessellation respectively. The Lenovo ThinkPad B1 Gen 4 boasted the most frames per second. The ThinkPad didn't win any gold medals, but it's clearly more than capable of handling medium-high after-hours gaming, as well as demanding visual apps, fulfilling the promise of its eye-pleasing screen. Workstation-specific tests. We run three additional programs to simulate workstation applications. Since we don't have results for them for every notebook in our database, I swapped in three heavier laptop workstations: the MSI WS66, Lenovo ThinkPad P15 Gen 2, and HP ZBook Fury 15 G8. All have Core i9 processors and NVIDIA's professional Pinnacle RTX A5000 GPU. The first test is Puget Bench for Adobe Premiere Pro, a counterpart to our Photoshop benchmark that focuses on video rather than image editing. The second is Blender, an open-source 3D suite for modeling, animation, simulation, and compositing. We record the time it takes for its built-in cycles path tracer to render two photorealistic scenes of BMW cars, one using the system's CPU and one the GPU. BMW artist Mike Pan has said he considers the scenes too fast for rigorous testing, but they're a popular benchmark. Perhaps our most important workstation test, SpecView Perf 2020, renders, rotates, and zooms in and out of solid and wireframe models using view sets from popular ISV apps. We run the 1080p resolution tests based on PTC's Creo CAD platform, Autodesk Maya modeling, and simulation software for film, TV, and games, and Dassault Systèmes SolidWorks 3D rendering package. The Lenovo ThinkPad P1 Gen 4 posted the lowest score of 495. You might want to hold out for a Core i9 chip if you're a full-time 4K video editor. But otherwise, the P1 Gen 4 was amazing, coming within an eyelash of matching the much bulkier and heavier ThinkPad P15 and thrashing the Precision 5560 in Blender and two of three SpecView Perf tests. If you need a top-performing mobile workstation that won't bust through the bottom of your briefcase, look no further. Battery and display tests. We test laptop's battery life by playing a locally stored 720p video file, the open-source Blender movie, Tears of Steel, with display brightness at 50% and audio volume at 100%. We make sure the battery is fully charged before the test, with Wi-Fi and keyboard backlighting turned off. We also use a DataColor SpiderX Elite Monitor Calibration Sensor and its Windows software to measure a laptop screen's color saturation. What percentage of the sRGB, Adobe RGB, and DCI P3 color gamuts or palettes the display can show, and its peak brightness in nits, candelas per square meter. I don't think we've ever seen a finer set of laptop displays in comparison. The Asus ProArt and HP ZBook Studio boast OLED panels, but all five screens are superb, with the ThinkPad P1 actually looking bad for covering only 90% of the DCI P3 gamut, used for cinema rather than design programs, and falling 1% shy of its advertised 100% of Adobe RGB. The P1 compensated by delivering the highest brightness you'll find aside from rugged laptops, meant to be used in outdoor sunlight. Its 7-hour battery life is unimpressive, but mobile workstations spend most of their time plugged in for lengthy sessions of 3D rendering or dataset crunching, so it's forgivable. A new lightweight champion. The ThinkPad P1 Gen 4 has the USB-A and HDMI ports that the Dell Precision 5560 restricts to a dongle, and it beats up the Dell and takes its lunch money in most of our performance benchmarks. Unless you crave an OLED rather than IPS display, it's an easy pick as our new Editor's Choice winner among truly portable workstations. Lenovo ThinkPad P1 Gen 4. Editor's Choice, 4 out of 5 stars. Lenovo ThinkPad P1 Gen 4 image starts at $1,676. Pros, trim, light design, ample CPU and GPU power, extra bright, high-res touchscreen, snappy keyboard, full complement of ports. Cons, expensive, no OLED screen option. The bottom line, its display only covers 90% of the DCI P3 color gamut, but otherwise it's hard to gripe about the svelte, speedy Lenovo ThinkPad P1 Gen 4 workstation.